Well, you know, it's sort of frightening today when you start to think about it, but the way we learned about sex, no wonder we don't like it. Because nobody told us nothing. We just sort of learned it as we fumbled around the world. I walked in on a few garages and some under porches and some backyards. Yeah, that's where you learn. Nobody tells you nothing. But for some reason or other, boys just automatically know what to do with it. Because someone wrote a book and saying that men start earlier in sex than women do. Isn't that funny? If they start earlier, who the hell are they starting with? I don't know, they make these brash statements and they don't back them up. That's the truth, sir. And the frightening part of it all is that maybe we didn't learn it as fast as we should, but we're parents today and our kids know all about it. And we didn't even tell them. Well, we may have mentioned it once or twice, but you know, nothing drastic enough. Somebody told them. There's a big mouth in the neighborhood. And I want to say to each and every one here tonight, if you want to learn about sex, ask the kids. If you want to know what's cooking, ask the kids. If you want to know what's doing, ask the kids. If you want some new sensations to improve your sex relations, ask the kids. Ask the kids. When I was just a baby, I recall, my mama never talked to me at all. There was no anticipating all the men that laid in waiting. But today each teenage sprout isn't until she made out. If you wanna know what's cooking, ask the kids. If you wanna know what's doing, ask the kids. If you wanna keep the meter in the front of some two-seater, go ahead, like I said, ask the kids. Now there's a kid named Johnny on our block, and he nearly put his father into shock. He said, Dad, now take saran wrap. Do you know what else it can wrap? And his daddy fled in fright, but you know the kid was right. If you wanna know what's cooking, ask the kids. If you wanna know what's doing, ask the kids. If you wonder what a thrill is or the end of Fanny Hill is, go ahead, like I said, ask the kids. Outside you may have seen my photograph, but that sticker, adults only, that's a laugh. Next to them I'm sweet as roses and as tame as Grandma Moses. They know things I never knew. I could learn a trick or two. If you wanna know what's cooking, ask the kids. If you wanna know what's doing, ask the kids. If you find it kind of boring every time you dip your oar in, you'll improve, make the move, ask the kids. Ask the kids. Did you hear about the girl whose friends all say she's cold? Ask the kids. She's done it only twice, she's already 9 years old. Ask the kids. Ask the kids. There's a lady with big boobies and she has two fellas with her tonight. Goody Gumdrop. Are you married to either one of these gentlemen? This one here? He's saying no and she's saying yes. I don't know what that's about. Do you want to meet a married sex maniac over this side of the room over here? She said she'd love to meet you, sir. She has big boobies just like your wife has, so you feel just at home. Oh, a lot of people think I have big knockers, you know.
I want to apologize to my audience tonight because a lot of people, you know, who have seen me in person, or who, some of them who never have seen me in person, all seem to wonder about what Rusty Worm really looks like. And from listening to the albums, they get a picture of Rusty Warren. They seem to feel that Rusty's a real big busted broad, you know, with the big boobies. Oh, God, I want big knockers like that lady cut over there. Oh, you can laugh because maybe it isn't important for you to have big knockers down at the Safeway store and they give you four cans of peas for a dollar or something. You get a little credit, a little blue chip stamp or something. With me, it's important in this business that I should have big knockers. Don't you laugh, sir? It is important for a woman to have big boobies. This is our world today and we do live in it. Do you have a little problem we could discuss, sir? She says, yes, he does. Yes, he does. Don't worry, sir. Please don't worry. I don't want you to be hurt by that remark. Because sometimes you can terribly pierce a man's ego. You know, by saying something bad about him in that physical manner. This is a beautiful entity and we should never disgrace it or even possibly discuss it in such a manner because it makes him feel terribly inadequate. And I do want to say one little word to the young ladies in the audience who are not as yet married and are very soon to be married or are going with somebody. Please, on your honeymoon night, ladies, youngsters, children, darlings, please, don't giggle at it. Don't do this. Please, as much as you want to go, hee-haw. Please don't do that, because you can ruin a beautiful association with a wonderful divine man for the rest of your life. Don't laugh at it. Do me this favor. Instead, at the first unique surprise of the great white father, as he walks into the room stark naked, when you look at him, do me a favor and go, ooh, for me? All of it? Please do that. Oh, that'd be so wonderful because then you will cement a relationship which in time will please you. Please don't worry about it. And I'm directing the conversation to the young unmarried lady over here who possibly may think of marriage in the near future. Don't laugh at it, please. And another little hint. Don't ever do anything he didn't teach you. Right, married ladies? Am I right, darling? Oh, yes, remember what your mother told you? Just lay there and wait for directions. Don't ever ad-lib nothing, baby. Not that he'll mind when it's happening, but when the whole thing is over, say, okay, where the hell did you learn that, little bit of goody, huh?